About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
All right, we'll get to the dumb often moments, and already people are placing their bets on who will win round one between Jake the Ace, claims he doesn't lose anything on the show, and Postmaster Johnny, a professional idiot. So that'll be coming up later this morning. Right now, though, it's time for us to solve a problem on the internet involving things that are making you appear less attractive than you actually are. And this is according to dating app research. So keep in mind, in life, sometimes you're like, I'm a pair of threes. I was born a pair of threes. And depending on how you play that hand, you could potentially come across like something more. It could be like a pair of sixes, pair of eights.
Well, I think you've upgraded to like three of a kind.
You could even go there. But sometimes you play your cards poorly and your pair of threes all of a sudden becomes like, you know, jack high because of how you played your cards. So this is something that is instantly making you appear less attractive than you are. It's time for clickbait. Here we go.
Clickbait.
All right. A lot of things out there that you could be doing and should be doing. Bait. And as you can tell, if you spent any time on the dating apps, or if you're single or in a relationship now that's not fulfilling to you, you think to yourself, there's no good people in L.A. A lot of people like to say that. There's just no good people in this town. I'm in the wrong place. I need to move somewhere else. I know people that have moved because they just decided nothing's happening for me here. I'm going to move. And guess what? They move somewhere completely different, and it's the same situation.
You can't find anybody there either.
Yeah, there's no one in New York. I find it hard to believe in a place that has millions and millions of people that there's no one.
No, you need to go to, like, Ohio, where there's, like, one nice guy that just can't find love.
Yeah, but even that, though, you go there and you go, these people all suck.
And you're like, but now I'm here in Ohio.
So the question is, what is the thing you are probably doing right now? I know for a fact that one of the single people on this show does this, by the way. For a fact. And it makes you appear way less attractive than you already are.
This is something people do on a date?
It's something you do when communicating with someone that you've maybe started the conversation with. So, like, it could be on a date. It could be just in the pre-date back and forth of, like, hey, I swiped on you, you swiped on me. But it's something that people are doing that makes them way less attractive, appear less attractive. What do you think it is?
I think it's TMC, too much communication.
Too much talking.
Yeah, if you're going back and forth, if you're following up too soon after the date, if you are too chatty in the text back and forth, potentially giving people too much information about your dating history, stuff like that, just seems like you've got too much to share.
All right, oversharing makes you less attractive, according to Allie. We have the actual answer. This is according to research from multiple different dating apps and dating experts as well. Let's say hi to Jake the Nerd, who is currently on the app. Well, he was on the apps, then he stopped paying, so now he's back off the apps. But
yeah.
Jake, what do you think it is that instantly makes you less attractive?
Yeah, like, I don't know, everything I do. Flip-flops, cargo shorts.
That is correct.
Crabby beard.
You have gotten the right answer.
It's yeah, but you're slaying right now.
Everything Jake does. Yeah, Jake, that's not the answer, because that's right. Ever since you gave control of your profile to Allie and Vanessa, you have gone from zero matches to infinite.
No, well, not infinite, but one in particular that we're hitting it off well.
Yeah, you guys are dating, right?
Sorta.
Didn't you go from no dates over the course of a year to like six dates in a 3-week period?
Yeah, it was a bunch.
And did you ever say thank you to Allie or?
Well, I think no, I didn't say thank you because I think they tried to sabotage me. Actually,
everyone, by the way, left my pool party on Friday and said thank you. That was a lot of fun. And Jake said, "Can I take some of these beers?"
Did he also eat the cheese soup?
Yes, he loved the cheese soup.
It was like nature nachos. Those are great.
It was like regular cheese, and then in like a half an hour, it was
melted.
All
so hot in the valley, it just melted. And Jake was eating the cheese leavings off the platter. He loved it.
Yeah, we love cheese leavings.
So, what is the answer? Other than using the phrase "we love cheese leavings," what is the other thing that makes you less attractive?
That's my guess, man. It's like, I mean, maybe not wearing appropriate attire on a date.
Okay. Omar, what do you think it is? It instantly makes you appear less attractive than you are.
I think if you tell the person that you're interested in that I go to TikTok for all my medical advice and you show up to the date with oil in your ear, I think that's going to be a big turnoff.
I disagree. I think women like guys covered in oil.
Yeah, it's all lubed up, all ready to go.
Your shirt just looks all stained. You look like a mess, dude.
This was a bad... This morning, last night into this morning, have not been my proudest moments.
This must be the weirdest thing I've ever witnessed. Seriously.
Well, you should
You're making me hungry for popcorn.
Come on. For anyone who's watching online on YouTube, I'm covered in
squirt
oil.
It out of your ear.
Oil is dripping out of my ears. I followed a stupid TikTok doctor.
It does not stop. Yeah. There's more oil.
There's a lot in there. I put in a lot of oil.
Leave it to Klein to turn a very simple problem
into
the
biggest.
All right.
Well, regardless, if there's a mechanic listening now, I need some advice. I'm leaking bad.
But my real guess is going to be if you seem too aloof, like, I don't care, really, whatever, you put off that
right.
vibe. Yeah.
Chicks dig it.
According to, no one's right this time.
What?
And I'll tell you, you'll know as soon as I say the answer who is responsible for this. But as soon as you appear to be very, very, very available and have unlimited open possible times.
I could do tomorrow night or the night after or the night after that.
You instantly become so much less attractive. And they said that even in this research they did to find this out, saying something like, I'm free Friday, as opposed to, I could probably make Friday work, it changes your attractiveness level significantly.
I love that phrase because we all use it and it means nothing. I'll try to make it work.
Yeah, but once you say that,
I'll do nothing, and then
it becomes
go.
You're just not some loser waiting around for anything to happen. Like when we're trying to figure out stuff for the schedule of the show.
When we were trying to plan the summer hangout. Yeah.
Omar, very attractive because Omar has no availability to make any date work. Jake, on the other hand, wide open.
Wide open,
Every possible date we threw out there, Jake would make us wait for him to go into his phone just to go, yep, that'll work for me as well.
Well, even this new girl that he's dating, he's like, yeah, we hung out last night and then the night after that and then the night after that. Like, they're just full-fledged all in.
So think about the way you phrase, even if your plan is great, if she wants to go out or he wants to go out, let's make it happen.
Don't seem so available.
Anytime works, any day works.
I just sit at home and stare at a wall.
You got to say something along the lines, I can rearrange some stuff. I think that's I love that move. Let me rearrange some things.
I'll make it work. I can move some things around. Even if you have no things to move around.
Right. Makes it seem like you're a busy person with busy things and people to see. Well, there you have it. That was your clickbait today, and hopefully that helps you. Vanessa is so unavailable that she refuses to date anyone. But I think that, Vanessa, true or false, if you said to a guy that you were, when is good for you, and he goes, anytime, that's like, ugh, right?
I would be like, don't you have stuff to do?
Right.
Don't you have a life?
That's the thing. So when Jake says, I can make anytime work, yep, that'll work, that's great, no problem. That's a little ugh.
Except between 1 and 4, I'm a nap.
Yeah.
Very busy.
1 and 5.
Jesus. Such a long time.
When we get back.
Sometimes 5:30.
The dumb off is upon us. And I already know there's going to be controversy over one of the questions. So Jake and Johnny will be battling it out, round one of the dumb off. We welcome you back to school. We get to that. And if you're wondering, will we give away more tickets later today to come hang out with us at the just announced Endless Summer Kegger /Clam Slam competition?
You never know.
Yes, absolutely we will. Oh. Since Vanessa said no, but we will at some point this morning before we get out of here. So stick around. More winning is next.